Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Hey, have you ever done any of those ancestry things or 23andMe or any of those sort of like where you find your genealogy?
No, but my husband has.
Yeah.
And they found some people that didn't know were in the family that were in the family for a scandalous reason.
Oh, see, I mean, I think that's fascinating stuff. I mean, it's, you know, your family is your family and you can't
yes.
really change that. So, you know, whatever, but learning more about your family, I think is just so intriguing. I know, I did the, my wife and I did the ancestry, I want to say, and, you know, she was doing some genealogy stuff and everything. And there were no real surprises for us, but could you imagine it coming back and showing that, oh, you have an identical twin?
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be insane. And I could imagine that would absolutely freak you out, just like it did Chrissy Teigen when she got those results.
Okay, so let me tell you guys about my past insane 24 hours. I did 23andMe, and the first thing that came up was this. I have an identical twin.
Yeah, so she literally did one of these things, and it came back that she had an identical twin and started flipping out naturally, like we all would. We'd be like, what?
Uh-huh.
I know, like she calls her dad. She's like, hey, what do you remember about my birth? and like,
was there another person
right,
there?
Right. Was there someone else that came out too? And I mean, just like you would or I would, I mean, we'd probably call our parents first. And then she called her sister.
So I call my sister and I say, do I have an identical twin? She's like, oh. And her gasp, I swear to God, I was like, oh my God, I do.
I mean, could you, yeah, like you call your sister and she does that immediately. And what are you thinking? You're like, oh gosh, here it goes. Here we go. You're preparing yourself. You're like, okay, what is my identical twin's name? Does my identical twin look exactly like me? Is my identical twin?
And why do you know about it and I don't?
And is my identical twin prettier than me or,
oh my gosh.
Or whatever? And yes, why do you know it and I don't?
I have a twin. My sister was like, Chrissy, no, remember when you were supposed to do that show, like Finding Your Roots? And so they had us all take DNA tests.
Yeah, so get this. So she did this Finding Your Roots thing, you know, the show on like PBS.
Uh-huh.
And they did her results under a fake name to kind of protect her identity or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so it came up as that fake name, you know, in their database and everything. So she had matched with herself.
Got it.
How crazy is that?
So, got it.
So she was like, what a whirlwind this has been, but what a wild way to find out you do and then you don't have an identical twin. But I wonder if anybody has found out something absolutely wackadoo.
Well, you know that happens all the time, of course.
I know. Like, you know, your parents are not really your parents, or, you know, a parent is not really your parent, or your grandpa is not who they say they are, or what, or you have a sibling that is unknown. How wild would that be?
Well, yeah, there was a woman in Texas that ended up being a part of my husband's family through, like, a grandma.
Uh-huh.
Like, grandma had an extra kid nobody knew about.
Wow.
Yeah.
And like before social media and back in the day like that, I feel like it is a little bit easier to hide that sort of thing.
Sure. Absolutely. And then, you know, it's all coming out thanks to DNA kits.
It's all coming out.
Spit in the tube and secrets come out.
Oh, there's no secrets anymore.
OMG.
No secrets anymore. So anyways, we'll tweet it out. It's kind of funny. At Ben and Kelly Show. Well, love is dead. It's 99.7 DJX. Maddie Healy apparently just the rebound in Taylor's life.
After fueling romance rumors for about a month, Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy are calling it quits.
Oh,
well, yeah, probably best. I don't think a lot of people liked him with her.
Well, you know.
Swifties didn't like him.
It was, And it's always hard to be the guy after the long-term relationship ends.
Sure.
Or the person who is the, you know, the next up in line to kind of take that place. You know, being that rebound is a tough position to be in. And yeah, you're right. There wasn't a lot of fan favorites in Maddie Healy. So
Yeah, you know what? It's tough enough to like win over someone's family and inner circle of friends, but then when you have Swifties,
when you've got an entire fan base to deal with,
that's
going to be tough. Yes, you're right.
That's going to be murky waters to navigate.
Yep.
For any guy. Yep. Good luck.
On a lighter note, she swallowed a bug on stage in Chicago.
That's fun.
She swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry. God. Is there any chance that none of you saw that? It's fine. I've swallowed it. So I'm just going to try not to do as many of those. This is going to happen again tonight. There's so many bugs. There's a thousand of them.
She's like, I'm just going to try not to do that again.
I could just like wear a bug net around my face. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, performing in stadiums, you are in the outdoors.
Yeah, you're in the elements. Yeah. Nature.
You got to deal with nature. So, speaking of Taylor, the old Easter egg hunt. First place to start is WDJX.com. Tap win. And then we could see you maybe out at Crumble Cookies or out at Pink Tag on the 24th and 25th. A little Easter egg hunt action. So that's kind of fun.
Super fun.
Yep. Now, Kelly, if I were to say this is a setting the bar story, you would say...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in today.
Look, there are a lot of things that come to mind when I think what should and what I should not be doing during my own wedding.
Okay.
All right. Times when it's not cool to necessarily be scrolling through Instagram, right?
A good time to do that.
Think about that. Maybe when you're in a meeting or when you're at the movies. Or if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught scrolling through your phone while you're walking down the aisle, you're doing okay.
We're walking down the aisle scrolling on our phone?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
There is a video that went viral, obviously because... The bride is beaming, beautiful bride, smiling.
She's looking at her guests. Yes.
With guests, the groom has his head down and is buried in his phone, looking like he's scrolling through photos or messages or whatever.
Now, the internet is going to notice that.
Well, they did. Woman notices him, but doesn't really seem to be bothered. But the internet was bothered. And there are so many comments. There were so many comments like slamming the guy and predicting.
She's gorgeous. Too. I mean, she's just, you literally just married this woman and you need to be walking down and soaking in the moment.
So there were so many people that were even predicting the demise of the relationship. It got so bad that the original video was actually taken down by the family member who posted it.
Oh boy.
So
yeah,
no one,
they didn't realize what was going to happen after that.
So no one really knows exactly what is happening here. You know, people that were not obviously a part of that wedding. But someone claims that this was not the official walk down the aisle after the I do's, you may now kiss the brides.
Well, it certainly looks like it.
Yeah. So they say this was... like for pictures, and the couple went back in to the church to take photos with family, and then this was them leaving the second time. So
yeah, doesn't matter. It is still part of the activities of the day where you and your bride are the focus.
Yeah.
So listen, I get it. Maybe he's trying to change his status on Facebook to married.
That's probably what he's doing.
Maybe, but that could wait.
He's probably going from it's complicated to married.
Okay, it's complicated. I married this woman. Yeah, it's probably what he's doing. He's just changing the Facebook status. He just picked the wrong time to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's not do that at that exact moment. Let's soak in the moment a little bit. Let's, you know, when you got some time, maybe in the limo on the way to the reception.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That's good. We could change that.
I mean, to be fair, maybe he is doing it for his new bride because she doesn't have pockets. Maybe that's her fault.
Oh, maybe. Well, again, I think just pro tip, if you are going to be a groom or a bride, let's just keep our phones, you know, tucked away until all the major activities are done, especially when you are walking down some sort of an aisle.
Ah, so many rules. All right. Oh, gosh. We'll tweet out the video so you can take a look at it.
Bless their hearts.
but yeah, it went viral for the wrong reasons.
Well, yeah, the internet's going to notice stuff like that. just understand, the internet notices.
Uh-huh. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without scrolling on your phone while you're walking down the aisle during your own wedding, you're doing okay.
Oh, dude, not yet. Not yet. Not now. No. Put it away. Oh, man.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. He set you off to this.
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Sophie reached out and said, can you call my husband, Corey, with phone tap? We've done pranks on each other for as long as we've been married, but I've got an idea that I think you could take to the next level.
So William Hassenpepper is legit not going to put up with what Corey is trying to do. So he has to call him, let him know. It's not happening on his watch. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hello, is this Corey?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Corey, this is William Hassenpepper at the Motor Vehicle Department. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. You are from where?
The State Motor Vehicle Department, calling you from the Licensing Division about the custom license plates you ordered.
Oh, yeah. No, so that wasn't me, actually. That was my wife. But the car's registered in my name.
I see. Let's see. Is that a Sophie then, is it?
Yeah. She ordered some new plates, the custom ones. The vanity plates, I guess they call them.
Well, your request was forwarded to me. Now, our system is computerized, but any questionable plates get reviewed by me.
Okay. So was there a problem?
Oh, buddy, I think you know what the problem is.
Uh-oh.
No, I really don't.
So you don't know what she requested on her license plate then?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, Corey, a lot of people try to order these vanity plates. Oh, they seem innocent. They don't think I wouldn't know what the plates really mean.
Uh-oh.
But they can't pull one over on William Hassenpepper. You think I wouldn't know what she was trying to say with this plate?
No, I don't know. Something about pickleball, was that it?
Yeah, sure, pickleball.
Can you just, what does the license say? Can you tell me?
Well, the license she requested was PKLLVR, which I read as pickle lover.
No, it's actually about pickleball. We both play pickleball.
I bet you do.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I've been doing this a long time, Corey. I can tell when somebody's trying to sneak something dirty by us.
There's nothing dirty here. What is dirty about pickleball? It's a game.
Oh, but the license doesn't say pickleball. It says pickle.
Well, I'm sure you would find something dirty about it if she did have ball in there.
Well, you're darn tootin' I would.
So she just has pickle.
And we all know what that means.
Yes, we do. I told you, it's short for pickleball. But even if it was about pickles, what is wrong with that? Maybe she just, I don't know, maybe she loves pickles.
Pickle lover? So she's a pickle lover, is she? If your wife is the pickle lover, then what's that make you, Corey? I think you are the pickle in that scenario.
Oh, my God. Hey. I think you've been doing this job too long, and you see something dirty in everything you read. I don't know what your deal is, okay? Can't somebody just love pickleball or pickles?
Listen, your wife can love all the pickles she wants to, but she needs to do that pickle loving in the privacy of your home. I'm not going to let her put that filth on a license plate that children can see. Not on my watch, mister. Whether it's pickles or balls or pickle balls, you tell your pickle loving wife that she is not going to get her pickle loving license plate.
Is that right?
That's right. And if Sophie has any problem with that, she can check with the Ben Davis and Kelly K show, because we're the ones that she reached out to with this phone tap.
Wait, what?
Hey, Corey. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. And, yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. Wow. That is nuts.
It may be nuts, but it's not pickles, because that's a no-no.
Oh, he's getting flustered.
We won't stand for any of those euphemisms. Not on this show.
Nope. And there's no emojis either. No eggplants allowed.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is such a great video. A high school teacher and varsity baseball coach in Saginaw, Michigan, was leaving a medical center after his 12th and final round of chemotherapy, only to find a huge group of supporters clapping and cheering for him. He's like overcome with emotion.
That's cool. Nice.
Isn't that fantastic? Just to kind of have these starts, you know, hugging everybody, and it's his baseball team that is there, his family, his friends, the team's all in uniform, and so many people there were greeting him. He had been fighting colon cancer, and just to see that support as he walks out of his final treatment gives you chills in all the best way. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, good morning, Desiree.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this, by the way.
Well, thanks for having me. I love your show.
So, oh, thank you.
yeah, I really actually immediately thought of you right after I did this ridiculous spin, because I knew that you would, I knew that you'd appreciate it.
Make me happy.
And, yeah, I'm just hoping that others, maybe some others can, like, help make me feel better by sharing their dumb injury stories, because mine is so dumb. So,
I love where this is going.
So it started with my wanting to eat a hard-boiled egg. Okay. Warm. So I put it in the microwave. I know. You could just stop it right there. But I put it in the microwave. You already know where this is going. Right into it, and like this scalding hot egg juice like burns my lip. I'm like,
shocking.
Immediately, yeah, like shocking.
Ouch. Hot
my lip, and I have like, and it was just like so sudden, and like almost immediately I have this like visible like burn sore on the bottom of my lip.
Horrible.
Oh my God, it looks so bad. And I feel like such an idiot. Like, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing, and it looks so bad. But now it's I guess like have this reminder on my face now for like however many days it takes to clear this up. I'm like, oh yeah, don't ever do that again. Ridiculous. So, okay. So, it's turn now. That's mine. Please help me feel less like an idiot.
I think it's fun. Like, you know, of course, you're reminded of it every single time you look in the mirror, but then every single time someone's like, ooh, you know, what happened? I see that little thing on your lip
and
or
then
whatever.
You have to explain it.
Yeah. Hot egg juice. Yeah, it's really, I need to come up with a better story. It's just like, too lame.
Hot so, egg juice yeah. just sounds juice. Interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate you for one, thinking of us, and two, having the
guts to say this on the radio.
Yeah.
Instead of just like keeping it to yourself privately.
I probably should have kept it inside, but
you're not the only one on planet Earth, I think, that's ever done this. I have to think there are other people that have done that. Or other, like, equal level of things.
Yeah, misery loves company.
We could start a support group. Yeah.
Well, hey, put some Neosporin on it and heal
Definitely.
Up. And thank you. Thank you for chatting with us.
Sit back, relax.
Thank
Others
you.
Are going to come to your rescue and let you feel like you are not the only one on planet Earth that did that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, I'm going to go tend to my wound. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh,
she
my gosh.
Fun.
She does. And listen, we put this up on Facebook last night.
Uh-huh.
Many people are rolling in with their own stories, like Jamie. My foot slapped the top edge of the laundry basket when I was taking off leggings, lost my balance, broke my foot.
Oh, gosh.
Holy cow.
Amy said, I broke my ankle. Tore ligaments and Ooh. Tendons.
Oh, no.
Really bad. Doctor said if I played sports, I would be in surgery right then and there, spend 3 months in a boot and crutches. Lots of physical therapy. What did I do? I was making my bed. I lifted the mattress, stepped on box spring to take the dust ruffle off. Boom, rolled it, fell. Mattress fell on top of me.
Oh,
I'm
no.
screaming, crying in pain for help. No one came to help.
Finally, oh, gosh.
Finally, Harmy crawled out to the hallway where my daughter finally comes out of her room and sees me. She thought I was screaming help as a joke to wake her up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
gosh,
no. Amy.
Dang.
That's,
oh, wow.
That's wild.
There's so many broken ankles. Sherry, I went outside to water my hanging baskets last Wednesday, slipped on a doormat, fell, broke both of my ankles, having
my
surgery this Wednesday. Who does that?
Yeah, who does that? All right. I want to hear more of these at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. Your stupid injury stories. Wait till you hear Heather's. It involves causing panic at the beach.
Uh-oh.
So we talked to a listener who, long story short, wanted to microwave a hard-boiled egg and burnt her lip. She's got a visible burn sore on her bottom lip. It looks horrible. She's like, misery loves company. I want to hear some more of these stories just so I don't feel so alone.
Bless her heart. And there are many people rolling in with support. For example, Penny drank a bottle of Jose. Passed out on my face, literally. Woke up still intoxicated, noticed all the blood, and my nose was ginormous. I called 911, told them someone had killed my nose. EMS, police, fire, all showed up, taken to the hospital with a broken nose.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Amy, who said, I flipped my head upside down after getting out of the shower to put a towel on my head, pulled a muscle in my lower back, couldn't walk straight for a week.
Oh, ouch.
Yep.
Yeah. Lindsay, one time we were watching Cobra Kai, and I thought, I can do that. Long, embarrassing story. I hi-yahed the coffee table, and the coffee table won. He married this, and he's welcome for the nonstop unnecessary entertainment.
Tracy texted in, I busted my lip open, trying to get the covers out from underneath myself. Hand slipped, punched myself in the face. And then Heather...
All right, so 3 years ago, me and my family and friends were in Florida, and we were sitting about knee-deep, but we were sitting down so in the ocean, so I was about maybe to my chest in water. We were sitting there for about 30 minutes, and I stood up, and my knee popped. I start screaming, and everybody thinks I'm getting ate by a shark because I'm screaming hysterically.
Oh, no, no, no.
So people are running out of the water. No one knows what's really going on. Long story short, I had to be carried out of the water to my car, to the emergency room, ended the trip early, had 2 knee surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
All because you got up out of the ocean?
That's it. All I did was stand up.
Oh, my gosh. 2 knee surgeries? Bless your heart.
And you caused a panic at the beach. So,
yeah.
I mean, win-win.
I did.
I mean, knees are overrated anyways, right, Heather?
Uh-huh.
They are. They definitely are.
Thanks, Heather. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need some theme music for another one if you can find me some NSYNC. First, Jessica. The morning before my wedding, I was going to make avocado toast for breakfast.
Okay.
Must have been feeling a bit spicy because rather than pitting it the normal way with the length of a knife, I decided to do it like an axe murderer with a steak knife. Next thing I knew, I had a hand avocado kebab on a steak knife.
Ow!
Somehow I managed to not cut anything important. My now hubby rinsed it out really well, poured alcohol on it till it stopped bleeding, then super glued it shut.
Yeah, I've done the whole super glue thing before. That works.
Yeah, she said when people told me to go to the ER, I told them I didn't have time for that. It's the morning of her wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Kimberly, I'm going to need the NSYNC for this.
Okay.
When I was in 8th grade, I was sprinting through the house so I could tape NSYNC on the Rosie O'Donnell show. They were promoting No Strings Attached. I stepped on a dog bone, sprained the ever-loving bejesus out of my ankle. From like mid-calf, all over my foot was just swelling and bruising for weeks.
Oh, no.
And when I tell you that, my ankle has never been the same since.
Another musical memory of a stupid injury.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay said, dancing at age 40 to Get Low. I got low, and my thigh went out so far, I had to push it back in. I had to have an MRI, x-ray, physical therapy, and almost a year later, it's still not 100%. I'm now in the you scared category when I hear this song. Don't do it, Lindsay! It's not worth it! Don't do it, Lindsay! Go to the window, to the wall!
Oh, my God. Oh, she did. She said, I got low.
She said, I got low. And my hips were like, no, you didn't.
Oh, bless her heart. A year later, we're still paying for that.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a great.
Good stories. Good stories. If you've got one you want to share, you can always do it up on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. But this, again, misery loves company here. Love this. 99.7 DJX, Dominic Fike going to be at Iroquois Amphitheater coming up in August. We have tickets to give away all this week here on 99.7 DJX. Let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It and introduce you to Chris calling us from, where are you calling us from? Middletown. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Ah, pretty good. Chris has brownish hair, drives a 2023 Kia Forte, is an HR manager, is married, and is a disc golf player.
Ooh.
I know. So
that sounds fun. Are there like tournaments and stuff?
Well, I don't play in tournaments, but I just love to go out and play recreationally.
I like that.
So are you, like, were you into the ultimate frisbee and all that when you were younger, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when I was young enough to run that much, yes.
Have you, I mean, I'm sure that you have YouTubed, like, the best disc golf shots.
Oh, my gosh,
some of them are these courses that weave through forests and woods and all that stuff are absolutely insane. And these guys, I'm assuming that you're on their level, I mean, are insane, too. So,
oh, of course, yes. I'm just as good as they are.
All right, good. Chris, this is Minute to Win It. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions. Should be pretty easy. The question, or your timer will begin after I finish asking the first question. Now, if you don't know an answer right away, just say pass and we'll come back to it, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris. First question, what is the UofL mascot?
The Cardinal.
Taylor Swift and her boyfriend Matty Healy reportedly got engaged or reportedly broke up.
Reportedly broke up.
Yep. Hailey Bieber married to who?
Yes.
Bieber.
Hailey Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. During the summer, are the days longer or shorter?
Longer.
Yeah. Abel Tesfaye is better known by his stage name, which is?
Repeat that.
Abel Tesfaye is better known by his stage name.
Yes.
Ted Lasso centered around what professional sport?
Yes.
Racing at what historic track has been paused for the remainder of the spring meet?
Churchill Downs.
Big Bird and Elmo are Muppets in what children's show?
Sesame Street.
Harry Styles was in what former boy band?
Oh, I know this. Pass.
Coldplay announced that on their tour, they have helped plant 5 million what?
Trees.
Going back, Abel Tesfaye, better known
by...
He got it. Wonder
Egg. Right. We'll give you the Wonder Egg.
Just hit him.
Yes. I love it. What'd you get? You got 7, right? I believe so. So
impressive.
Not too bad. Yes, Abel Tesfaye, better known by his stage name of?
The Weeknd.
Ted Lasso, centered around what professional sport?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Or football.
No. You got 8 right. If we're counting the One Direction that you slipped in there at the last second.
Yeah, we're going to count that.
We'll count that. So, yeah, congrats, man. Wait, well done, Chris.
I'll take 8 out of 10.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
You got hooked up. Some tickets for you. So hang on the line. A quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, no problem.
Oh, that's fantastic. Slayed the game.
Yes, he did, man. Our past couple contestants have done really well.
I mean, he rolled in like it was a disc golf tournament and just slayed.
Yes. Did all of that. All right. So we'll have more tickets and more chances for you to play coming up tomorrow right here. 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Kelly K.
Okay, so you might have heard the story of a 14-year-old named Xavier Jones. He walked over 2 hours to get to his eighth grade graduation. Went viral. And now things have started happening for Xavier. He was gifted a $5,000 electric bike during a celebrity basketball game on Friday. His family got a $40,000 minivan, and Miami Dolphins player Teron Armstead arranged for these special surprises to happen.
I'll just encourage our young people to be more like Xavier, just be self-driven, motivated, and keep going. No matter the adversity or obstacles, keep going. Blessings are coming.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing? And then that's not all. Now he's got a full ride scholarship, including tuition and books, to Harris Stowe State University waiting for him.
There you go.
Isn't that great?
Good for him.
So just, yeah, blessings are befallen this kid because he's just so determined to, you know, obviously get to school, do well, and wasn't going to miss his graduation. So you can see the story. It's up at WDJX.com.
I have an instrument in my hand, and it is a fashioned Kleenex that has like almost like a unicorn spike on the end of it. And I'm going to use this to shove up my nose to attempt to get myself to sneeze. And what we're trying to do is the sneeze with your eyes open trend.
Trend. We're calling this a trend.
It is a trend, Kelly. We didn't make
one person on TikTok was successful at doing this, and now the world has to try it.
Again, you can always tell when Kelly doesn't want to do the little stunts and things that we
like
have
right
planned.
Now.
When she's just like, this is dumb. I don't want to do this.
Dumb, stupid show.
What are we, sheep?
Yes. I mean,
all right. So what do you have in front of you? What are you going to shove up your nose?
I just went and got some Q-tips out of the bathroom.
Okay. Q-tips. All right. So the girl she's referring to is Isabel. She's adorable.
She is cute. She laughs at herself.
Yes.
Because she totally kept her eyes open.
Yes, she kept her eyes open. Okay, so if you're following along at 997DJX or on social media, you can watch this all go down. All right. Do you want to try first, Kelly?
I just doubt I'm going to be able to make myself sneeze.
Really? That's,
yeah.
Well, so
how far do I have to stick it up there?
That's what she said.
This is another reason why I don't want to do this.
That's what she said. All right.
Another reason.
All right. So it is the challenge of sneezing with your eyes open. So, Kelly, your eyes have to be open.
Got it.
You go first.
All right.
All right. She's shoving the Q-tip up her nose.
How far do I have to go? COVID test.
I know. You sure?
Anything?
I'm not sneezing. Uh-uh.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Try on the other side. Almost.
Uh-huh. Oh!
I can't. Ow. I can't do it. It's not making me sneeze.
All right, try one more time.
I'll try another one.
Try one more time. Again, if you're just tuning in.
Someone get a screenshot of this. This is really
Kelly
attractive.
Kelly is trying to make herself sneeze.
No, I got nothing.
Are you being too rough? Are you
I'm being very gentle. I'm going up like far to. Does your nose have a gag reflex? I don't.
Does your nose have a gag reflex? All right.
I'm making my eyes water, but it's not making me sneeze.
All right. All right. You pause, and then I'll try. I don't have a Q-tip, but I've taken like a hanky, a little Kleenex, right?
Uh-huh.
And I have twisted the end of it so it looks like a little dagger.
Looks really pointy.
So I'm going to shove a dagger up my nose.
Megan says, try a paperclip? I don't think I want to shove a paperclip up my nose, Megan.
Do what you got to do,
she
Kelly.
She said it tickles. I don't know.
All right.
I have a small screwdriver. I don't think that's very sanitary either.
This is my attempt. I'm shoving it. Oh.
Yeah. It makes your eyes water, doesn't it? It was not pleasant. It's not pleasant. This is going to end in failure. See, this is what happens when you don't do a test run. You just go live on Facebook.
Wait.
Are you touching your brain?
Yeah.
That's pretty far.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. I got it.
You feeling it?
Yeah.
You feel the tickle?
Yeah.
Feel a tickle.
Hang on. Oh, God.
Gosh, you leave it in there. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's up there high.
Yeah.
I've shoved it in there really far.
Yeah. I'm twisting.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
I coughed. That was not a sneeze.
That hit me. Oh,
and my eyes are closed, pretty sure. You have to get a screenshot.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not easy to try to sneeze on demand.
I am crying right now.
I know.
I did it just earlier when I was trying
did
to
you
test
really?
It out myself.
You
yes.
did practice? I didn't practice.
Yes, of course, Kelly. We're professionals. This is what yeah. we do. We practice.
I'm not a professional at sticking things up my nose.
Oh, my God.
It's making me cough. Again.
You're doing it wrong, man.
Well, how do you do it better than shoving it up your nose? There's not a lot of techniques to it.
There are so many quotes.
By the way, Amy says, great follow-up to dumb injuries. Ugh. Yeah, I know. Listen, we're gonna end up like hurting ourselves in a really stupid way. What were you guys doing? Well, shoving Q-tips up our nose, trying to make ourselves sneeze so we can keep our eyes open.
Oh, God. You gotta sneeze.
I kept my eyes open.
You gotta sneeze. Okay, all right.
So I kept my eyes open coughing.
All right, so maybe
how many more of these? I'm going through an entire box.
You're not reusing your Q-tip?
Oh, yes, I am. I've gone through four. This is number five.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then it gets slimy and gross.
All right, so again, this is the last attempt.
Wasn't nearly as cute as the girl in the TikTok video.
Gosh, she was adorable. Bethany says, make sure to clip Ben saying, I shoved it up there really far.
Why is it making me gag when I put things up my nose? That seems weird.
All right, hang on. Oh, gosh.
Oh, somebody wait, I'm grabbing a screenshot.
Okay, hang on. Hang on, we're close.
You're turning so red.
We're close.
Is it coming?
We're close.
Come on. Do it for the show. Sneeze, man!
I had it!
And then it oh went away!
God. Okay,
oh, gosh!
I was there! I was so close!
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, text message, y'all, worse than children. Yes, no, we are.
Oh, I'm
1,000%.
But look
And in fact, if your kids decide that they want to spend the afternoon shoving things up their nose, blame Ben Davis.
Yeah, do it.
All the complaints go to Ben Davis. I did not want any part of this.
It's all right. Hang on. I was so close last night.
It sounds like Ben's trying new techniques.
Hang on. Okay. Oh, God.
Really dumb. Among the dumbest things we've ever done.
Hang on.
And spent time on the show.
Quiet, Kelly.
Are those actual tears?
Yes, quiet. You're gonna make me lose my concentration. I'm so close.
You have to concentrate.
Yeah, I'm so close.
All right, well, I'll wait. This is riveting. Just nothing but pain and tears, right?
Oh, I just pulled an entire tube out my nose.
Nothing to show for it. We are 7.5 minutes in.
Huh?
7.5 minutes in, and we got nothing to show for it but tears and stupidity.
Oh, that is.
I'm gonna try one more time.
If that is not a slogan for our show, tears and stupidity. I don't know what is.
You're close.
I know. I know.
Kelly,
Bethany says the audio coming out of this bit is unreal.
Listen, Kelly. We'll get you there. You just gotta concentrate, okay?
God, I don't want to get there.
We'll get you there.
Get there.
All right.
I want to quit.
By the way, we are both shoving things up our nose.
It just makes me cough. Why is it making me cough?
Wait. Oh, it's going up there. Oh, my God, it's going far. If you are just tuning in, we're trying to get ourselves to sneeze.
Oh, wow.
With our eyes open.
Yeah, Allison, the new button bar contributions from the segment.
God.
Our mate.
Hang on. I'm almost there. Oh, God. Hang on.
Larry the Cable Guy said, you got to dip the Q-tip in pollen first.
Oh, God.
Yeah, probably would help. come on, man. How much longer do we have in this show?
Oh, as long as it takes, Kelly.
Unsuccessful.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
I'm going to say the myth is debunked.
Look at how big that is.
That is a lot.
Well, you
that is a lot.
You coughed several times. Keep.
I did. Why is it making me gag?
Oh, shoot.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh. Just listening to this has made me sneeze three times. It's working for other people, just not us.
Oh, shoot.
Eyes are open.
Okay.
Eyes are open on
all
that
right.
one.
All right. All right. We'll go ahead.
It's like a cough. So
we're
just going
to
try.
We're going to give it to Kelly.
A cough sneeze. Thank you. Tammy's like, just try pepper. I'm not snorting pepper for the show, Tammy. I'm not.
I was trying my hardest to shove it up there pretty far.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right. Well, that was a great attempt. Thank you, Kelly.
Was it? Really? Yeah. Chelsea's like, you just need to tickle the nostril. Well, I was trying to twist it and tickle. Twist and tickle. That's what I'm trying to do. Try to twist and tickle.
My wife just texted, you two are dumb.
I tried to tell him, Elizabeth. I did. It's stupid.
Shoot. Well,
why are we doing this?
Well, obviously,
just let the TikTok girl have her moment.
Obviously, we need pepper, but I didn't think well enough in advance to bring pepper. That'll be our attempt.
That's great.
Thank you guys for
quality radio
coming along on the ride with us. That was tough.
But just your face, though. I got a really good screenshot, though. I got a really good screenshot.
I bet you did. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, we go to Australia for this one. Crikey!
Crikey!
Look, we're not folding them for trying to come up with a hook to get people to come into their nightclub, right? Everybody tries to do that.
Sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without offering free drinks based on your bra size, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not a great idea.
I would try and go somewhere else for sure. But yeah. I wouldn't go there.
I'm not quite sure with it sending that type of message out. I don't think I'm comfortable with it now.
Yeah, so there's a lot of women that are just kind of like, yeah, not really sure what they were thinking. Basically, the slogan, the bigger the better, female party goers would receive one free drink for an A cup bra size, two free drinks for a B cup, and three for a C cup.
Oh, dang. Would I get four drinks?
I was going to say, Kelly, you
hey, no! That's great.
Kelly's like, well, I mean, if this I drink not, for free.
Not such a horrible promotion.
Well, it fell on the wrong ears, apparently. They needed to know their audience maybe a little bit more. Who knows?
The popular Hindley Street nightclub has apologized for a controversial promotion that offered free drinks, depending on how large a patron's bra size was.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so, again, not faulting them for trying to come up with a catchy, clever little hook there to get people to come in, but maybe this, you know.
Let's go back to the drawing board on that one.
Ask a couple people before you release it to the world.
Yeah, that is not going to go over well, especially for the ladies that are not going to get many free drinks.